Shall we pray? Almighty God, King of Glory, we are so grateful to be your people and you to be our God. As we come to share the Word of God that you have prepared for us this morning, we ask your Holy Spirit to be with us as we listen carefully so that we can be able to live and serve you in a unity. I pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May I teach you how we greet each other in Tanzania in the church? We say Bwana asifiwe. Bwana asifiwe means praise the Lord. Then your reply is Amen. Bwana asifiwe. Bwana asifiwe. Are you just replying Amen? Bwana asifiwe. Amen. 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 To thank God to give me this wonderful moment to stand before the people of God. As you may be aware, my name is Darrington. Darrington is a diocesan bishop of Kagera Diocese in Tanzania. Diocese of Kagera is in a partnership with the Diocese of St. Edmund's Parish and Ipswich for more than 25 years now. Through this partnership, we have learned a lot by seeing you, some of you, coming and visitors. But some of us also coming here see how life is. So we have been enjoying about partnership. And I'm glad that today, this particular church is committed to support one of our programs in our diocese. I think you have heard about KCTC. That is a college which prepare men and women of God for the ministry. So, I wanted to appreciate the work we have done, to support us, to pray for us, and to partner with us in many ways. So, I do appreciate, I would say thank you, thank you, thank you very much. Secondly, I am honored today to be a preacher. I'm told that today is a Mission Sunday. Global Mission Sunday. And there are many things we can talk about that. But one thing I have decided to share with you through the text you have just read is about the unity. Well, we are called to participate in God's mission. But we cannot do this without being together. We have to go together, to work together, to do things together. That is how we can be able to do well in God's mission. And when you read Ephesians chapter 4, these first six verses are speaking about the unity of the body, which is the Church of Christ. Paul identifies himself as a prisoner. When you look at the verse 1, I'm using a different, I think, version, which read, I urge you then, I who am a prisoner, because I serve the Lord. He identified himself as a prisoner. Then he continued to encourage people in the church of the Ephesians that be always humble, gentle, and patient. Show your love. And by being tolerant with one another, we build unity. If we want to do mission, we must do it in unity. We have a say in Swahili. I can say it in Swahili, then I will come back to say it in English. Umoja ni nguvu. Umoja ni nguvu. Utengano ni udhaifu. That means unity is power. Unity is power. Separation bring weak. So when you work together, you are all strong. But when you separate, you become weak. So unity is very, very important. The reason is in verse 3, do by means of the peace that binds you together. Preserve unity. We must preserve unity in our church. Then we say, there is one body, one spirit, just as there is one hope to which God has called you. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, there is one God and Father. This is why Paul emphasizing on the issue of being in unity as the church of God. I know we are working hard and we are on a Sunday which we be reminded about our mission. I remember one day when Jesus Christ was praying. He prayed for his disciples. When you look at John 17, there is one of the best verses I like. 17:21. I pray that they may all be one. That is Jesus Christ's prayer for his disciples. Father, may they be in us, just as you are in me, and I am in you. May they be that you sent me. Being in a unity. Jesus, to do the work properly, he has to do it in a unity with his Father. There was the Holy Spirit. And the three of them, they are making what we call Holy Trinity. They work together. They have a one mission to save human being who is in trouble, who is struggling about the life, about the sustainability, about everything. And when I was thinking about Global Mission Sunday, to talk, I was reminded about 5 marks of mission. I think you know them. I have this small piece of paper. All 5 marks of mission are there. One is to proclaim the gospel, the good news of the kingdom. Secondly, there is to teach, to baptize, to nurture new believers. This is what we are doing back in Kagera. New people are coming to know Jesus, but they are not clearly understanding what they are supposed to know. So we need to teach. We need to nurture them so that they can be able to grow, to understand what they are supposed to do. Then we have to respond to human needs. People are getting saved. People are getting to know Jesus, but they are still in need. I was talking yesterday, one of my people I happened to meet, they're asking, how do you sustain life in Kagera? How do you do? Because when you see the road we are using, health facilities, house where some of our people live, is quite different. You say, now, how do you do these things? How can somebody live in such a house? So, is it to respond to human need by loving, doing pastoral ministry. Go find people where they are, not waiting for them to come to the church. You just go straight where they are, sitting with them, talk to them, ask what do they want, and encourage them, teach them to work hard for their need. Because I said the other day that there is something you don't need somebody to come outside to help you. You can do it yourself. If there is an issue of planting maize, you don't need somebody from UK to come to plant maize for you. You can't do it yourself. To have a vegetable gardener, it's very, very easy. You can do it yourself. So, as the child, we are which you, as the church, you have to speak out to do the work of advocacy. There are people who are voiceless, who cannot speak. They are not a member of parliament. They are nothing in the community. But they need the church to speak about them. There is a kind of creation. Now we are suffering of climate change. I was reading a newsletter in this, I think 3 days ago, students all over this country, they demonstrate about climate change. I saw it. They are saying, now you people of political leaders, government, state leaders, you are busy discussing about Brexit, but you are not looking at how climate change is affecting our life. Where are we going to stay? We did a lot about climate, Brexit, those politics things, but we forget something which is very, very important. Because as a church, we are called to take care of our creation, environment. So we have to encourage each other to see how we can do the work. So, we cannot do all these things without being in a unity. Unity is very, very important. This is why people like Paul insisting to preserve the unity in the church. And I'm sure by having time to preserve this, it will help people here in England, people back in Africa, to be united and work together. To feel, when I'm here, that I'm with my sister and the brothers, I don't need to care. Regardless, whatever we have, whatever we don't have, but we're still brothers and sisters. We can work together, we can love each other, we can help each other, we can do anything. I don't want to see anybody among us to be left behind. We have to go together. We are created in God's image. We are all human beings. We are all in need. For you in this country may think you have everything. But I don't think if you can claim that you have everything. No. Because when you look at behind, you have a car, you have some stuff in your fridge, you have everything. But when you look at yourself, when you stand before the throne of God, sometimes you have a lot of clothes, but you see yourself before the Lord, you are naked. You have nothing to be boasted of it. So, we need each other, brothers and sisters. And I want to encourage you, in this moment, as we are reminded about mission, we have to preserve unity. In love, gentle, humble, not to be proud of everything. Be proud that you know God is God of all. That Jesus Christ is the only person whom we can trust. He can help us from one stage to another stage. All things we have will come to the end. But Jesus Christ is Alpha and Omega. Jesus Christ is the first and the last. So Jesus Christ is everything. There is a time each one of us will stand in front of the throne of God. You will not be asked, what were you owning when you were there? You will be asked about relationship with you and the one who created you. So, come to the minds of live together, work together, help each other, love each other. The retro thing you have needed to be shared with the others. We have a gospel of Christ, which is for all. So, it is my pleasure to stand, to be here, to say those words. I do encourage you to preserve unity. This church, to be a mission church, it needs a unity. You can do more, and help many people around the world. But to do all of this, you need to be in one common goal that you need to preach the gospel through words, through deeds, and whatever God is pressing in your heart. So thank you very much for listening to me, and I pray that God will continue to remind us our responsibility. Being a unity, being in a mission, it is something which is needed in our church now. We are in South. We are in Global South. Yes, church is growing, but what are we doing for you people here? And you are here, you claim to have everything, but how do you share with these resources to make sure that we are enjoying the same thing which we are supposed to be shared? Let us pray. God, you called us to participate in your mission. We as the church, we are coming in front of your throne to ask your power, your Holy Spirit, to preserve the unity in our church. We are one body. Though we are in different parts of the world, but we still one body in your presence. I pray that the words you have talked to us will continue to motivate our desire to participate in the world mission by preaching, teaching, and helping many people to come to you, to know you as the Lord and Savior of our life. I pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.